Excuse me. Greetings to each one of you this morning. I want to just start out by saying thank you as well for each one that came and helped on Wednesday evening. It's always kind of interesting to watch how the clothes kind of jump on those hangers. And for those that are interested, it was kind of tried to do an estimate, and it looks like somewhere between about 2,500 to 3,000 pieces of clothes got hung. So it was a good use of your time. So thank you for that help. This morning, for the message, I'm going to start out with a question: how valuable is your time? And the title for my message this morning is Every Second Counts. Several weeks ago, I believe I was driving, and the verse came to my mind in 1 Peter 3, verse 8, that says, "With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Also in Psalm 90, the psalmist says something very similar: 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. So I was driving, I started trying to calculate how many hours, trying to calculate how this comes out. You know, you take one day and calculate that into 1,000 years, and then vice versa. And I couldn't do that in my head. I kept calculating. Then I sat down with the calculator, and I finally went to Google, and there was somebody that had done the calculations, and that was quite a lot easier. But there was a saying. A preacher went into his church, and he was praying to God while he was praying, and he asked God, "How long is 1,000,000 years to you?" He replied, "1 second." The next day, the preacher asked God, "God, how much is $1,000,000 to you?" God replied, "A penny." Finally, the next day, the preacher asked God, "God, can I have one of your pennies?" God replied, "Just wait a second." But as I was calculating that time, I pulled up some interesting numbers for 2 Peter 3. A day is 1,000 years equals one day equals 8,760,000 hours, thus making 1/2 hour equivalent to about 20.83 years. And then if you flip it the other way, 1,000 years is a day, you have to go to seconds to get this one figured out. 1 second equals about 4.22 days. James 4:14 says, "For what is your life? It is like a vapor that appeareth for a little and then vanisheth away." God doesn't view time like we do. But he is very patient, because he does not wish that any should perish. We are also reminded in 2 Peter that along with God's patience, the end will certainly come. But God created time for man, for creation. On day one, he created light and separated the night and the day. And then on day four, he further distinguished that by creating the sun, the moon, and the stars. Time is essential for life. We have to have rest, and we have to have daytime work. Someone wrote this: "Time is our most precious resource." As y'all walked in this morning, it was interesting. There was a paper handed to you. I hope each one got that paper. And it was interesting. Looked confused and trying to figure out what this paper is for. But I'm going to give you all just a little bit of time to take that paper. I'm not going to ask anybody to turn it in or bring it up here, so be pretty honest. But to take that paper, it's listed in 24 hours. And I picked a day that I want you just to think back across that day and write on that paper per hour what you did for that day. Now, I was telling Janice yesterday morning, and I said, I'm not going to do Saturday because some of you were studying for Sunday school, and that's not fair. And I said, my day would look pretty good, you know, spent a good part of the day studying, so, or at least some of the day studying. But I said, if I go too far back, the older people won't be able to remember. So I'm going to pick Friday, and you just go back through and jot down what you remember, how your day was, what you did with your day. All right, and I'm going to continue on. If you can continue, or you can fill it out later if you want to. Now I ask the question, how do you like what you see? Who wants to put theirs up front for everybody to see? As we stop and we start writing down, we look at our time and actually how we use our time. Every one of us has 24 hours in a day. And time cannot be replaced. I saw one person made this comment. They said, as with money, all of us have done it. Bought something that was a bad buy, but you can get more money. You can make more money. With time, what you've done with your time is set. You can never get more time. In Ecclesiastes, I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 through 15 this morning. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 says, for everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under the sun, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put an eternity into man's heart. yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceive there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live, and also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in his toil. This is God's gift to man. Each one of us has been given the gift of time from God. And as we make this list, as we look across it, we begin to see, we see the importance of our time, each second of our time. So this morning I want to talk about three different keys on managing our time. They all three start with P. The first one is purpose. To manage our time well, we must know our purpose. The Apostle Paul says it well in Ephesians 4, verse 1 to 16. He said, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind and teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming, being completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one with one another in love. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called, and one hope when you were called. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all, and all in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That is why it says, when he ascended on high and took many captives and gave gifts to his people, what does he ascend, meaning except that he descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up from him whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." We see here purpose. Back to the beginning of the where we read there, there will no longer be infants. We will no longer be infants tossed to and forth by waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness. Purpose helps us to become mature in Christ. We do this by receiving his salvation, being useful in his service, and becoming Christ-like in our character. Some of our culture disagrees. A lot of Americans believe that their main purpose is to be happy and successful, to grab all the gusto they can since they only go around once. We as Christians know we are not on earth primarily for life, liberty, and happiness. As wonderful as these things may be, our maturity in Christ is our main goal. Bruce Wilkinson said this, "God doesn't want you to do more for him. He wants you to be more for him." Our purpose is to be more for Christ. The second one I have is priority. Simply knowing what things are important and what are less. In Matthew 6, and we heard that this morning, and Tristan read that this morning about worry. In Matthew 6, starting at verse 25, it talks about worry and worrying where our things will come from. Then in Matthew 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Priorities. Today we would say, get your priorities straight. Charles Schwab was the president of Bethlehem Steel in 1918. Ivy Lee was a consultant and was given a challenge. He said, "Show me a way to get more things done." Lee replied, "Give me 15 minutes with each of your executives. How much would it cost? Schwab asked. Nothing, said Lee, unless it works. Then you send me a check for what it is worth. This was the method that Ivy Lee gave. He said at the end of each day, write down the six most important things you need to accomplish tomorrow, no more than six. Prioritize those six items in order of importance. When you arrive tomorrow, concentrate on only the first task. Work until the first task is finished before moving on to the second. Approach the rest of the list in the same fashion. At the end of your day, move any unfinished items to a new list of six tasks for the next day. That one idea turned Bethlehem Steel Company into the biggest independent steel producer in the world within 5 years. After 3 months, Schwab was so impressed, he wrote Lee a check for $25,000 with a note saying, "This is the most profitable lesson that I have ever learned." A check for $25,000 in 1918 would be equivalent to about $400,000 in 2015. It was all about priorities. When our priorities are not healthy and clear, we try too many things. Setting priorities can be tough. We have to make hard choices and say no to some things. Lee's method forced them to make the tough decisions, to prune ideas and get rid of what is not absolutely necessary. The saying that says, if you commit to nothing, you'll be distracted by everything. There's not enough time for all things, but there is enough time for the most important things. There is enough time to explore the back roads, to walk on the beach. There's enough time to teach a boy or a girl how to fly a kite or to ride a bike, or even to take a snooze in your chair and scratch your ears or wags your dog. But on the other hand, there is not enough time for aimless surfing of the web or reading trashy novels, to gossip, badmouth others, to plot revenge, or even cry over past mistakes. It's a matter of establishing our priorities. Jesus said in John 15:1-2, "I am the vine, my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes so that it'll be even more fruitful." Expert vine growers point out the ability to increase growth each year, that each year growth can be increased by extensive pruning of the plant. But if that pruning is not done each year, the crop gets smaller as the plant weakens. The same principle applies to us as Christians. Pruning or getting rid of those unnecessary or worthless activities allows and will produce growth and being more like Christ. And the third one I have is plan. There's a quote that says this, he who fails to plan, plans to fail. Paul said much the same in Ephesians 5, verse 15 to 16. "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music in your heart, from your heart to the Lord. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus." Last week, as Dale was talking, and he mentioned that word again this morning, he talked about being intentional. There's a quote that says, "Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our life." Each day, each grain of sand is unrepeatable. As it goes down, it doesn't go back up. Sand does not go back up. Our time is not ours. It is God's. Each day is a 24-hour gift from God, and we are to be stewards of that day. 2 Peter 3 says, "You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look toward the day of God and speed." You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt with the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. In Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, "I thank my God every time I remember you in my prayers for you all. I always pray with joy, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." So this week, as we go through the week, may we use our time wisely, that upon Christ's return, he may say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." May we be intentional. As I was studying and I was looking at it, and there was a comment on one of them, on Mr. Lee's his outline that he laid out. And I looked at myself and I said, how often that you can wake up in the morning and if you don't have anything planned, like on a Saturday morning, you don't have anything planned, and it might take an extra 3 hours to get going because you didn't have anything planned. And I looked at it, how often, if we don't make an intentional effort to spend time with God or to spend time helping others, how easily that'll be overlooked. So as we go through our week, as we go through life, may we be intentional with our time and plan that as our time ends here on earth, that God could say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Brian, do you have a song? All right, you can stand. We'll pray. Father, this morning we thank you for the gift of time that you have given us. And God, I just pray that you would help us as we go through each day, through life, help us to be intentional with our time, to spend that time that would be an honor to you and that would glorify your name. Father, I thank you this morning for the privilege of being able to read your word and to be to meet together with others that believe and to encourage each other. I just pray that today we could continue to be encouraged and be strengthened, that we could walk faithful to you this week. Would you bless each one as they go from here? Bless their day and bless their week. In Jesus' name, amen.